Hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, and with me I have
Claire Randall.
We're in Claire's kitchen, and we're going to do this nice and quickly, I reckon. So without further ado, today we are looking at the
It's
a new year. Oh, go on, do all that.
New year,
new us.
New us.
Put you in stereo, so you're there.
I am.
Yep.
Aspiring to a new lifestyle.
Uh huh.
How to twist a rebounding gap is a challenge.
Yeah. So wait, you're not a fan of fruit and veg?
Yeah.
I've just spent some money.
No, but see, this is why.
On a thing that is set in front of us.
Yeah.
Called
a Nutri Ninja.
The Nutri Ninja. So I had a NutriBullet about this time last year.
It was this time to the day last year, actually, because my Facebook memory showed it. So we have sad lives that we put this stuff on Facebook.
No, not at all. So we've got a
Nutri Ninja. It looks like the NutriBullet, but it's slightly bigger and it's got more buttons.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put some. So I've got a cup here.
Would you want to tell us what the buttons do? Maybe describe it a little bit.
I'll describe them when I kind of go.
Okay. You've got those blades are very sharp. Be careful of those. They're way sharper than ones I remember. Crikey!
You've blunted yours on frozen fruit.
How do they go in, Dan? By the way, I didn't see
it. Screwed onto the top.
Just screws. Oh, they just sit on there.
No, you twist it on. You just put it on like that, and it goes.
It doesn't without.
You'll
screw the thing on in a minute's lid. Okay, I'd be careful with that. Go on. So yeah, you've got basically it consists of a bloody great
like
motor.
It's like a little
very powerful motor
with a little cup, and it spins so fast that it basically causes a cyclonic.
So this is really fundamentally to make smoothies, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
my blender does make smoothies.
It's what we get into.
You end up with more bits.
And you don't like
the real
bits.
Thing about bits.
Yeah. You're very much on the thing about not. You want everything to be smooth.
Yeah,
hence the word smoothie.
I love soups and things, and I drain and I blend them to.
So come on then. So you've got a motor. You've got four buttons on here. So there's an on-off switch.
Yeah.
On the right, on the left.
A blend button.
A blend button.
There's an ultra blend button.
Which is the bottom left.
Yeah. And then the bottom right is the ultra blend.
Oh, and then the pulse is. So on-off, blend, pulse, and ultra blend. Yeah. And I suspect you're going to be using Ultra Blend.
So I'm going to make a smoothie now.
So basically, let me just go over and put a bit of light on the subject, because I might take a photo of the thing if I can get close enough to it. No, not that. That's it. So you're going to put in, all kinds of stuff, because it's mine. We've just been to Holland & Barrett, which is the UK's equivalent to I don't know what in the US. But Holland & Barrett is like a health place where you can... You think it's like a place of witch doctors almost, isn't it? So, you can get powdered ginger, you can get flaxseed, you can get... we've got ground nuts, almonds, walnuts, we've got...
You can put whole nuts and things in.
Whole nuts. This thing will shake up anything.
I'm gonna put seeds.
But we've bought milled seeds. So you've got chia seeds, flax seeds going in there. So what are you putting into the...
I've put chia seeds.
So at the moment, we've come across, and I'm sure people who are more logical than I would have already thought of this, but if you put your seeds in first...
Yeah.
Then you can put in your fruit afterwards and not have hands that are wet to try and get seeds out.
The seeds.
So you're putting in some seeds there. Don't forget some of those open. Oh, that one's okay.
That one doesn't.
Yeah, no, you've got
the other two.
Yeah, the
ground mixed nuts.
You've got to find a way to put all this afterwards, don't you?
I've cleared some of this rubbish out. I can't reach it there. Right.
This is something like 1,000 watts or something, or
yeah.
It's more powerful than the NutriBullet I've got. Yeah. You're putting everything into this cup. The cup also, might say, has one of those lockdown lids. You know the ones that have got like a little...
they're all the rage now.
Little lid that opens up and you can and clips back. So you can not have to unscrew the lid all the time. Which is one of those, isn't it? If you're at work and you don't want to be spilling your smoothie everywhere.
That's right.
So far you're putting in what? You're putting some chia seeds,
flax seeds, some ground nuts.
A little bit going in the bottom. There's quite a lot. There's a good, at least a couple of handfuls of stuff going in there. What was that? Coughing.
Powdered ginger, but you inhale it.
Yeah, be careful with that. And make sure you keep, because that will go everywhere if you're not careful.
A little bit of powdered ginger. Good for your digestion.
Moving pretty quickly, yeah. And apparently the flax seeds are good for, I don't know what they're good for.
No idea.
Anyway, we never promised you a recipe. This is a quick and dirty review of the Ninja Bullet.
I'm going to chuck in. This is kind of off the cuff, really. It's kind of.
Oh, okay. What we got now? Celery?
Chuck
is that
grapes?
Grapes. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, you can put in what you like into these.
No, yeah, of course. Really. Yeah.
It's going to obliterate it all into nothing.
Not like biscuits and stuff.
No, no.
Actually, to be truthful, you can make ice creams. You can make milkshakes. You can make all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going for the health.
I'm going to have chocolate milkshakes. You're just smoothie. Yeah, it was very smooth. Yeah,
very good, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just because this other thing I'm using is new, I'm using the Shure MV88, which is a stereo microphone that plugs into the bottom of your iPhone through a lightning adapter, which is absolutely fantastic. It works in my Apple case, which I'm really pleased about.
And for grapes.
That's being utilised as well at the moment. So there's some grapes going in there. They're not frozen, are they?
No, they're fresh.
You got some fresh grapes there. Oats as well, some people put in.
Some people do. I'm not going to...
We're not going to have oats this time.
Some celery, which I'm just going to break up.
Celery.
Celery
it ain't
good
necessarily
for your, what's celery good for? It's an antioxidant, so it's very good.
It's got lots of iron in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can do a whole stick?
No, half stick.
Whoa.
It's quite strong, so you don't want loads.
Apparently, it doesn't come out too strong in the actual smoothie.
No, it doesn't. And you imagine, because celery's quite stringy, so you can imagine.
When you're ready, tell me, and then what we'll do, we'll have a little bit of music while we're making the big noise, because they will be quite noisy. Do please be careful of these blades, love.
I'm not going to touch the blade.
They're sticking up, though. It looks like that would do you some damage. I mean, not that you ever cut yourself, do you?
No. There's kind of fruit here. What are these?
Oh, do you want me to have a look? That looks like... Yeah, it does look like blueberries. Yeah, it looks like the blueberries I'm familiar with seeing, so it looks like a blueberry. So that's all right. Just be careful because you don't splatter in everywhere. Yeah, biting it. And unlike my smoothie maker, which is a Nutribullet still, the older version, this one, all you have to do is put the. The blade and the motor and everything on top of the blade head on top of it. So put the cup on top. You don't have to press it down or twist it like you have to do with mine.
We slightly bemused last time.
How'd you do this? And then we didn't turn it off, right?
And it heated it up because it goes so fast.
Yeah, it went a bit. Yeah, we left it a bit too long.
Some blueberries and some raspberries.
Okay. Looking good. Oh. I missed a call from Paul, apparently.
Paul?
Mm. He's calling me on one messenger thing.
Oh.
Calling back in a bit. I don't know, but I don't want to interrupt my recording.
Okay, so. Blueberries, raspberries. Now you can choose.
So this is getting quite. Not full, but there is a line somewhere. Oh. No, actually, you can't feel the line on this one. That's going to be interesting. Maybe the line is the bit at which it ends. So you've got the screw-on thing there. So let's go with that.
So you fill that with either water.
Yeah.
Or with
any kinds of juice. So some people use... I'm a year in now, so I know all this. Some people use
coconut water,
almond milk.
Yeah.
Or water or any number of different juices. I tend to like lots of different flavours going on.
You didn't much take coconut water.
No, coconut water didn't really, not especially coconut water. But I do like juices. You've got orange juice there.
I'm going to
put orange juice in mine. This could be interesting. So she's filling this up now, so there's a reasonable amount of water in it. Now, this is timed as well, isn't it, if I remember rightly? So we'll see. But we've got
it's got intelligent IQ or something.
Intelligent, whatever IQ means. Kind of... Intelligent quota, who knows. Tell me when you're ready to do that and we'll put we'll start the music rolling. So now Claire is screwing the blade onto the cup because the good thing is everything stays in the cup, as is the Nutribullet way.
Now I'm a little bit cynical
just having
about
the feel of this. Yeah.
This Nutri thing.
Have you put it on tight?
Yeah.
Oh, careful.
Sorry, I'm just trying to.
No, I was thinking about what you're looking over. Have you put it on tightly?
Yeah. I'm slightly cynical about the Nutri trend because
there's a Nutri Ninja Pro and there's a Nutri Ninja Deluxe,
which essentially contains a food processor bowl as well.
Yeah.
But I couldn't
and it knows that. Which you're putting on where, so. Are we ready?
So I'm going to switch that on like that and then press.
Here we go.
No, it doesn't work.
Maybe it's on. Switched on. I can see it switched on. I think you need to wait a bit. Maybe. This is where. Oh. That's on. No, which one's on? The top left is on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on, come look. I don't see any lights anywhere.
That's why. It's not locked on.
It's not what?
It wasn't locked on.
Oh, what did you do? Just tell people. Oh, okay. Now, hang on. Stop. There is a light that I can see that's there. I'll stop a second then. Let's muse it.
Oh, it's doing then. It gradually, so it's obviously letting it stop. This is the Ultra brand.
Are you doing this itself? It's
yeah,
choosing.
It's doing it itself.
Oh, cool.
Obviously, it lets all the stuff.
A little bit, just so you get perspective. Still doing its thing.
You get that? What do they call it when you're at
home? Yeah, you don't want to do that. White knuckle.
Just let it do its thing. Is it done?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to come back now?
Careful to unlock it and not untwist the cap.
Yeah. How did you unlock it? I didn't see what you did.
I just twisted it to the left.
So you just you don't press and twist. You just
no.
That is a super big motor. That is, look at that. I guess you need to then obviously make sure that because there's opportunity for that blade to drip stuff everywhere.
Crikey.
What?
This grapes.
What? Have you tasted it?
No, I was just. Yeah, you can taste it. It tastes quite heavily of grapes, even though I didn't put that many in.
Mmm. Oh, I approve. So that's quite good. Have you tried some?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
You're not sure?
Not sure.
Mmm. I'll give it to you. You can taste orange in it as well.
You were going to drink it.
I'm going to drink it, but you can have some. So what's your verdict? Do you think you'll need to grit your teeth and try and get on with it a bit or what?
Possibly. It's took a little bit, yeah.
But not many. So we'll leave it there, I think, shall we?
Yeah.
That's the first smoothie made. They should do that. You end up getting quite thirsty. Sometimes you need water, which is why you might put water with it instead of juice.
Yeah.
But that's a personal taste one. So, to summarise, it's the
Nutri Ninja.
Yeah, and it's the Pro one. It costs from Lakeland and their price matching, so I can't remember what the price was.
£119.
Same on Amazon, all the rest of it. It's got on-off switch, and then it's got the basic blend and then a powerful blend. It's got a pause button, a pulse button. I think that's all I can say about it really. Couple of cups or one cup, one small cup,
yeah,
one big cup. With a lid that like a lock lid that you can flip up and down. And it comes with a recipe book as well and an app, I think.
You can use it for things like salad dressings and things like
you can. All right then, that'll be us. Hope you enjoyed it. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.